Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we'll introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, and I'm playing the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden the Wizard.
Named who?
Forget about it.
I'm Kayla, playing Kaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I'm Austin, playing Sheru the Turtle.
I am Ben, playing Reyna the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah, I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
Perfect. Almost. It's okay. You don't even know your own name.
Yeah, we will never have a perfect one ever again.
All right. So, last time, as panic has filled the street, the Red Sands, particularly Kaiji and Seth, find themselves in the thick of a search for assassins. Nizam Vallejo, a contact they were suggested to go and visit, was killed along the King's Road, and chaos ensued as Kaiji and Seth were nearly trampled. Looking to find out more, they ran up to the murdered group of guards and the Lord, but were stopped by local authorities and members of the Order of the Qatari Mungi. They were told that Nizam had been killed, and they then sought the killer along the rooftops. Unfortunately, the Order and the Rakunada guards had already clambered on the roofs, and they were tagged as suspicious characters and chased all the way to the Dancing Crate, a local brothel near the Radok, a district supporting maritime activities. Chaya Mude, the leader of the Dancing Crate and familiar with the crew of the Sandstorm's Revenge, notified Kaiji that Neiman Asadi, the local governess appointed by the Order, was on edge due to her superior, Tyree Prefarin, arriving in about a day and a half. We pick up with Kaiji and Seth in the Dancing Crate after Rakunada guards came looking for them and were convinced no one was there. Chaya has offered them refuge for a time, for the time being, in her brothel until they can make an escape. So what are you two doing?
Oh, and one quick retcon, as mentioned to Devin, Seth hasn't just been walking around with this spear this whole time while he's been disguised, but he put that in the hole. In the portable hole, since he also hasn't ever had anyone identify it yet, I don't think.
Okay. Well, how long do you think this blows over? Do you think this blows over?
Are you asking Chaya?
Yes.
Okay. I think we're going to see that this is going to last days, maybe weeks.
Great. We're stuck here for about a week.
I'd be happy to stay here for days or weeks.
Well, we'd be happy to have you.
You have a point there. I don't necessarily want to disappear on the rest of the party.
He does indeed have a point.
That too.
Oh, you're terrible.
So, I mean, it's not like we can sit around here playing cards until they leave.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? What, deal me in a hand of dragons.
She deals out the hand.
What are we betting?
You playing as well?
Sure, I'd love to.
So you get the details out. You'll probably have to describe the game to us. I don't remember the rules.
It's a game of tiles. It's like a card game. Everyone gets six, and then you keep a hand of four and put three people. You have to change it up. But anyway, you put two in the dragon's nest, and then you count up the points that everyone has versus the points the dragon has. And if a player wins, they get the pot. And if the dragon wins, then
everybody loses.
Yeah, the dragon keeps the pot for another round, so it, like, doubles the winnings.
Perfect.
Essentially.
So we won't go through and actually, like, play the actual game for sake of time, But we can go ahead and do a series of rolls to see how you guys do. Go ahead and make...
It technically be a tools check because you can be proficient in gaming things.
Okay. Yeah, so I would say go ahead and just make a skill check with, would you say charisma would probably be a good one here?
Sure, because poker face.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and make your skill checks.
All
right. Kaiji, you're likely going to be proficient.
Yes. What's my charisma? I don't know. Oh, that's good. That's
25. Okay. 16. Okay. So the pot, in this case, she suggests that you play for 5 gold each. And Kaiji, you win the pot.
Great.
So add 10 more gold to your total. And she looks, she looks up at you. You've gotten better.
Thanks. I've had a little bit of practice. I was wiped clean one night by another crewmate, and, well. Anyway, neither here nor there.
Why haven't we played this with Sherry yet? We could be making so much money.
That's a good point. So, tell me. I don't think I asked this last time. Have you heard word of any members of my crew being trafficked in this area?
You know, I don't know that I've heard of rumors of your crew, but I do hear that there is a big name in Jermati that came through. I don't know who it is, but word has reached our town that they're planning something big for him.
Something big? You're talking something public?
I don't know. It could be an execution. It could be selling to a very high buyer. I don't know. But
you didn't hear the name?
I don't recall a name. I believe it was human. It had connections to piracy of some sort. They found him up north.
I mean, that seems to track. That's where we were captured. But then again, it's not like we're the only people sending.
Yes. Well, it was a bounty hunter that brought him. Must have recognized whoever this was and knew that the order was looking for him specifically. But I haven't picked up a name, just that this is some sort of high value individual. Which, knowing your crew, that could be many.
Yes, well, thank you for the praise. In Jermati, you say?
Jermati, yes.
Great. Well, we're gonna have to get there eventually. Hopefully those two things can align.
Well, we'll help you in any way we can.
Do you think there's a safe way out of here, or you think we're gonna have to spend the night?
Well, you're always welcome to spend the night. At a cost, of course. You don't work for free.
Obviously.
But, perhaps going out in the night might be best.
Is there another way out from here? Or just the way we came
in? I mean, we have many doors, entrances, but question is, are you going to be able to get out without being seen? Are you going to be able to... do you know if you were pegged by any of their torches while you were heading here?
I mean, we came here pretty fast, considering how fast I can run. I can be invisible for a moment. That at least make it easy to get out and get far enough away.
You have learned some new skills.
Yeah, that one was a run-in with the Underdark. Or not the Underdark, the Shadowfell. That was a strange one. We explored a temple. Anyway, neither here nor there. Maybe we wait till, I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning. Try to get out of here.
Yeah. I think that might be at least get you the cover of the dark.
All right, well, we'll keep paying for drinks until then.
Just drinks?
Well, just drinks for now.
Well, you guys stay for a time while you guys wait for the cover of night. The rest of the party has gone to seek Sneagles. Treasure trove to figure out what other things they can find there that could be amusing. So
back to another episode of Hoarders.
So we're a little bit earlier in the day at this point than where we are at with Kaiji and Seth.
Whatever your name is now.
Yeah, whatever your name is now, you don't even know. Who led the way to Sneakles?
DM, sorry, are
I'd
we...
I'd be following whoever's been there, obviously.
So they immediately went to Sneakles, came back, and then immediately brought the rest of the party? This is all happening the same day?
This was the next day.
No, oh, it's the next day.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys went to sleep.
Yeah,
it's now the next morning.
Okay.
Kaiji and Seth went out to go to the dancing crate. You guys were going to Sneakles.
We agreed we were going back to Sneakles?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this, but okay.
I don't remember this happening.
I believe that's what you guys talked about. I could be wrong, but I think that's what happened.
We're going to go explore the city, but I mean, Smeagol sounds fine, because guys, this place is amazing. It's full of who knows what, piles and piles of junk, but also magic stuff.
So what's the security like?
Well, there's just this gnome dude. He's a little...
It's just one person?
I think so. I mean...
So we can rob...
You wouldn't steal from an innocent little gnome.
Well, we
hoarder,
don't know he's innocent.
Also...
How do we know it's not stolen already?
We can get so many good deals. We don't need to steal. We are stealing from him because I paid
free.
5 gold. Well, I think it was 15 gold. 15 gold for this loot thingy. At this point, I had identified it. And it's magical!
I think you paid too much.
What is wrong with you?
You know, for someone who usually listens to Shrew, you are highly combatant this morning.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bubble.
Just missing your angry conscience.
Yeah.
You haven't sunk some drink into your innards this early in the morning.
No, not yet. I do have some ideas, but no.
You and your ideas.
Imagine walking through the desert.
All right.
Not having to stop to urinate.
What? What is this a problem for you?
Well, it's a solution.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Well, I have ideas.
Here, you make it so you've got like a thin layer of skin between skin, and you cycle the liquids around your body to keep you cool.
Get water cool myself.
That's disgusting. That's even worse than the other thing.
I'm so glad I didn't stay behind.
I think we should not have this conversation anymore, and...
I'm sorry, I was thinking of the craziest idea I could think of, because I figured he'd probably try it if I didn't anyway.
Let's not encourage him.
This is coming from Zeru. Right.
What exactly?
Out of trouble.
Why are we here?
Well, we're waiting for your brother. Or not your brother, your... Yeah.
Yeah, brother. You, no.
Gardovin.
Gardovin. We are not blood related.
Yes. Other than that, we're here in the city.
It's an excellent question. Why are we here? You know, is there some purpose to...
earlier today, I did reach out to Mr. Anuis, and it's a bit too hot to port my colors here at either port. So we're going to, and I bring out the map, and I point to the selection that we have agreed upon. We must dock here rather than here in the ports. So
you know, an option. I mean, I have a spell that allows us to walk on some water for about an hour. So if you wanted to, we could go out to sea for a walking hour and meet them out at sea if need be.
I don't know. We might start a religion that way.
Another religion?
We'll just attribute to Uvamar, and then they'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
It might be useful to do it anyway, so they don't actually have to go in anger. We could just go out and get out of here quicker.
Just make sure nobody sees you cast it, so.
Yes, that's true. I did once hear a rumor of the tribe of Tabaxi who has a shaman who casts this, and they, like, raid ships using this spell. It's a fun story to read.
So after we...
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
after we procure our transportation, where are we going?
Well, I know that Dramati has wonderful libraries. Does the Chandelier City have anything like that?
Anything that Dramati has, Chandelier City has, but 10 times better.
Well, then we can go to your city and...
I'm banished.
We disguise you.
Well, then why... make it sound so appealing to go.
I'll miss my home.
Well, we can just disguise you. I mean, Avenir gave that mask to Kaiji?
Yes.
So you, mm-hmm. We get to your city, we give you the mask, and then you disguise yourself.
Right, but I don't know if I can go back to my city without...
Killing your father?
No, like doing something that would be worthy of returning.
Mary Rayner?
Right, but
Rayner is like just goes like completely like kind of like quiet, a little bit flushed, and you just notice he's like his eyes are kind of like darting away and just like
currently Rayner's hold is being occupied by an enemy force. Maybe if we saved his city, then I could return with him as my husband, and that would be amazing.
We did banish a dragon. Is that worthy?
Well,
banishing a dragon is...
we don't have proof.
We have a dragon's horde.
Unless we took them to the dragon and then we'd die.
My father killed a green dragon by himself.
Well, so he says.
I mean, that's the king. You're not the queen yet.
No, but...
Well, you gotta be married, and that's why we're talking about them, you know, getting
but you
married.
But you can see the difference. One, we just banished them, and the other one was actually... He was killed.
There is a severe power differential.
Wait, so this brings up the question. Is there a magical barrier from you going back to your home?
No, I mean...
Oh, then that's... That's not the
worst
banishment.
It wouldn't be a true return. It'd be a temporary stay.
That's more like... Come back when I'm less angry at you because you're amazing. Sorry. That's how I read the situation.
I don't know. What I've heard of her dad, he's kind of angry.
Yeah. I don't even know how I'm going to face the sailors when they come. Like, what are they even going to think of me? I left the Chandelier City. Everyone knew that I didn't have... That was my platform. Equality for... even the non-magical types. And now here I am with magic, but I haven't accomplished anything that would be worthy of my city. I'm stuck in between two different places with nothing to show for it. So.
So we should save the world from Ilmalath. We resurrect Ilmalath. Slay Ilmalath.
What could possibly go wrong?
But if we could pull it off.
Bring it back just to kill
him. Let's not, you know, let's not interact with her father, a powerful king. Instead, let's go resurrect and kill a god.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Sheru, Rainer, Sheru.
And you think I have bad ideas?
I've never said that. I have better ideas.
Okay, I had stupid ideas when I was talking with Arden about it, but, like, this is on a whole nother level.
So, I mean, does Gardovan, yes. He's not telling the soldiers that they're coming to you?
I have made friends with generals. So, I'm assuming...
But they may be hostile towards us when we...
I'm assuming that they would choose people who are my friends.
I would hope so.
Honestly, if they're loyal to Gardovan, I can't imagine they'd go against his word. He's
very good at blackmail, I assume. Being a sex cleric and all.
He's also very good at insulting people into submission, so...
It will be nice to see him again so I can give him a hello kiss. He seemed to enjoy my goodbye one.
I feel like I'm missing critical context here.
I don't remember that at all.
I changed into him. And then I kissed him, so it was him kissing himself because he was so into himself, basically.
That's right.
And then
that's
he got right. So pissed. He got so mad.
Well, if we can't go to Dumrati because they're crazy, and if your city's off limits, maybe you just go look for Vayner's hold of whatever.
I mean, it was in the Ukingma Mountains. Latigo, I don't think we are prepared to go to.
Latigo.
But the family library, that secret, like, hold that we had somewhere.
What?
Xavier's hold, I think, was in the Ukingma Mountains.
What information are we looking for in the library?
Oh, I want to research the Hells, personally, because of the great beyond vision I had about rescuing the entity of the amulet.
All right.
Maybe you could find out something about the Hells' bells.
Yes, that too.
No. Well, I feel like we need to perhaps discuss our next step with Kaiji and Seth with our party. Maybe we'll table this discussion for now, recoup some supplies, and then when they get back a little bit later today, we can make a decision of exactly where we need to go. Because I just hate Jamati. It's not like it's off limits. I just hate that city.
I am very indifferent about Jamati and its fate.
Yeah, I don't care.
I heard so many good things over on the west side of the desert. I mean, closer I get to it, the more bad things I hear about it.
Yeah, well, that's obviously because you weren't anywhere near it on the west side of the desert.
That's fair.
But this is actually a good idea, and it's probably beneficial that we have a few days before Gardovan arrives, because, yeah, we've got some deciding to do on where our next step would take
probably
us.
Probably be prepared to kill all the soldiers.
No, we're not going to kill any of the soldiers.
I guess
city.
We need them to pilot the boat, right?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Piloting the boat?
Man the ship.
Man the oars.
I'm a turtle, not a man.
All right, let's go.
So you guys have this discussion. I imagine you've had it as you're kind of walking around town, yes, trying to decide where to go.
Yeah, you're kind of just standing around.
And we're going to end the session there and pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from me, Reyna, your resident ranger. If I'm your favorite character, then you probably need a hug. And because sharing might help you feel better, share the podcast with your huggy. They might thank you for it later. Or, if you enjoy the subtitling of a drunk robot, check out our videos on YouTube, then visit us on Instagram or Facebook and send us your drunken rants and questions. Then you might want to hop over and check out our shop at rulefair.com.